This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello.
Hey, Mommy.
Hi.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you that I wanted people to know that I might be autistic.
Hey, so what you're representing to me when you say that is that nothing has changed and you don't have an interest in changing and that you want to fall back into unhealthy patterns that we've been in your whole life. I know that you don't want to take ownership. Because you don't want to take ownership of your character problems, that you're a dishonest person. You want to frame the apology as though if you had known that it was important to me that you say these words, you would have said them the first time. And so that means that the real problem in the relationship is Aaron. I know. The real problem here is not that Dustin is a liar. The real problem is not that Dustin makes Aaron work her butt off with an hour of psychological abuse just to get Dustin to admit what was true in the first place and he could have said the first time he was asked. No, the real problem in the relationship is Aaron, and she has these weird things that she randomly decides are lies even though they're true, and she has these weird exact phrases that she expects Dustin to mind read that she wants him to say, and he loves her so much that even though she's crazy and comes up with these things that he needs to say, he would absolutely say them if only he knew that that would make her happy, because he'd do anything to make her happy. Like, that narrative doesn't lead to you changing. That's not repentance. That's not you looking inside of yourself and seeing how your dishonesty is destructive. That's not you recognizing that you put me through the ringer every chance you get. So that means that you want me to feel safe with you because you're using the words "I'm sorry" so that you can get back in bed with me and I'm back to being unsafe because you're still a liar. You still cheat on me. You still don't actually feel like you even sinned in the first place.
That's not true.
And you're not taking your guilt and your shame to the cross where it belongs.
Wait, that isn't true.
What? What?
I do think that I sinned against you.
How's that?
I was mostly invested with somebody other than you, and I...
Nope.
Haven't done that.
That's not the problem. The problem is you're a liar. The problem is you lied to me yesterday. The problem is you want me to believe that you broke me, that I'm, like, emotionally damaged because it hurt my feelings that you cheated on me. It doesn't hurt my feelings, Dustin. I don't feel bad about myself that you picked a slut instead of a classy woman. That speaks to your character, and it says nothing about me. I'm not broken. And the reason I knew that you were lying yesterday was not because I have trust issues now. The reason I knew you were lying yesterday is because you were actually lying yesterday. And it's still relative. Hold on just a second. Sorry. anyways, your lies are still relative to the affair you had. Like, your autism thing, that was with your workplace and with Julie and with this new identity that you came up with that made you feel good about yourself when you were escaping having to deal with who you actually were and what you'd actually done. Like, you're still doing that. You're still denying that you made me work while I was pregnant and had an infant so that you could have money for your...
Never denied that.
Yes, you are. You're denying that you took that money that I earned through me sacrificing my actual life. Like, my actual life was that I was supposed to be at home nursing my baby. That was my actual life, and I gave up my whole actual life so that you could have money that you just turned around and squandered away by using it as an excuse to sleep in a different city than your family. Like, that's who you actually are. That's what you've actually done. And you decided when you went to American Classic Homes that you had a whole new identity where you were a successful businessman and you had flipped all these houses and people looked at you like you were somebody and so smart and so amazing and a little quirky, I guess. And you liked how that made you feel, and you liked that Julie thought that was true about you, and you deluded yourself into thinking it was true about yourself. And here we are. You still won't admit that you squandered away all the money that I gave up my actual life so that you could have. You still aren't admitting.
I wish that I hadn't had you work.
I know, but you're still not admitting the ways that you were strategically forming that new identity apart from me. That you had decided that you resented me for not believing you're autistic. You decided that you feel better about yourself when you can be around people who see you that way and treat you that way. I mean,
nobody sees me or treats me like anything.
I know, but you—that's not true. Everybody—that's not true. Everybody sees you and treats. Everybody sees you and treats you the way that they see and treat you. Everybody has a perception of everybody, and you know that. When you started working at American Classic Homes, became more hyper aware than you have ever been of the concept of making impressions on people. Hyper aware of how you present yourself. And you're still lying about that.
What am I lying about? I'm not lying about anything.
That's not true. You're lying about the fact that you became obsessed with your self-presentation. I mean, you're never...
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking
you're
about.
Not,
I mean, nobody,
you're never going to get better.
I don't interact with people at American Classic. I interacted with Julie...
You're such a liar. You're such a liar. You're lying. Lie. Like, this is ridiculous. Nothing has changed. This is the exact same behavior that you were engaging in at the end of last July and all through August. Nobody can live with a man who is engaging in the behaviors that you're engaging in right now.
I don't know what you're talking
about. It's not possible. You just told me that you don't interact with anybody from American Classic Homes. I cannot
we have one
be in a relationship with somebody
meeting.
Like this. But I didn't even accuse you of, you're a bad person, you interact with people from your workplace. Ooh, no, I don't. I don't interact with anybody from my workplace. I had a relationship with Julie because, like, you're arguing about something I didn't even say. I didn't even say you interact with people from your workplace.
Yes, you did. You said
but
that
you,
I'm trying to control their impression of me or something.
Everybody does that every day of their lives. This is not like some kind of terrible accusation of evil. But you went through something that caused you to choose to have a new identity apart from your family because you had really, really failed your family and you were avoiding that and you're still avoiding that. Like, you're not dealing with your own failures in a healthy way by admitting them and taking them to Jesus and letting Him be the one who deals with your guilt and your shame. You're in denial about what you've actually done to me.
Not in denial about anything. I haven't denied anything.
Yeah, you have. You denied that you squandered away all that wealth. And you try to put it off
our
like...
Our wealth has increased, and I told you that I'm sorry that you were...
Our wealth
I don't think that was a good idea.
Through appreciation of assets that we acquired through my research... My savings from high school and college, and gifts from my parents.
Well,
that's where the wealth came from.
Of our ability and acquisition of real estate is false. But it doesn't matter to me that we don't agree about that. It's got nothing to do.
It would be fine if you weren't utilizing
$35,000 a year that you made teaching that was not worth it. I do not disagree about that.
That's a really hurtful thing to say.
I'm saying I agree with you, Aaron.
No, you're saying that $35,000 means squat to you. That's how much I meant to you when you were hoeing me out for it.
No, it's not, Aaron. I'm saying that you're worth more than that to me, and we should not have traded your time for $35,000 a year. It was a mistake that I own.
But what did you do with the money that I earned? What did you do with it, Dustin?
We traded it for $35,000 worth of something. Or we saved it and used my $35,000 for something. Like,
Dustin, we could live off of $35,000 a year. That's enough for a family of five.
Okay, well, we've never done that.
So think about that for a second.
Is that what you're asking from me? You want to live on $35,000 a year?
I have, Dustin. I have. I have. I always have. I always have. I always have. I always have. I've never asked you for a vacation. I've never asked you for a new phone. $150,000 in debt.
What?
$150,000 in debt.
I understand your question.
I'm saying that you're in denial about what you have done single-handedly. You single-handedly have squandered away all the money that I sacrificed my life for you to have. Because you told me that it would make you happy because then you would be a successful entrepreneur. I gave up my life for you. And you're lying to me.
Not lying to you. And
yes, you are.
I told you repeatedly that I'm sorry that we had you work. I don't think that it was worth it. I wish we hadn't done that.
That's not helpful, Dustin. That's not helpful.
What?
Like this is about my feelings being hurt that you made me work. That is not what this is about. Don't devalue what
you
I
just
did
said.
If you had taken that $35,000 and you had been responsible with it, then it would have been worth it. It wasn't $35,000, Dustin. It was $35,000 that you were going to make into $250,000 in a very short time period. It would have been worth it. You're not admitting that you squandered it away through your selfishness and bad decision making. You're not admitting all, I mean, I can go and look. You're not admitting that you went out and bought that trailer that did not yield any profit. You're
That's
not
false.
Admitting that you spent over
your
a million.
Your statement about the trailer is false, but I'm not going to admit something that's not true. And I... What I actually did is I bought a $4,000 trailer and I turned it into a $20,000 trailer that helps me with working and helps us with our
yes.
storage. And it's just,
but
your statement about the trailer falls. So,
we're $150,000 in debt.
Okay, but
like
you—that's got nothing to do
debt.
With the trailer. Like you're mixing things together that doesn't make any sense. A $4,000 trailer is now worth $20,000 because of my work.
It's only worth 20 if you sell it, Dustin.
No, that's not true.
If you utilize it in a way that causes your family to get $150,000 in debt, that's what it's worth.
Well,
$150,000.
It hasn't.
Yeah, if you had never gotten that trailer and you were just working at Fidelity Investments, then we wouldn't be in the red right now. Like,
okay,
you need to accept...
The possibility of me working at Fidelity Investments right now is 0%.
But you need to admit that your inability to make good decisions like that for your family and make the lifestyle sacrifice of having a job that you don't enjoy has resulted in you taking what
resulted
would
have in
been...
it having $400,000 in real estate equity,
$20,000
in the trailer equity,
there's
$60,000 in tool equity... There's $10,000 in photography equipment equity, and I have told you you can have it all if you're intent on leaving me over this.
I want you to tell you. I want you to tell all that equity is not because of you.
Well, that's false. Your statement about it's false. It's very clearly false.
You don't see what we're paying to serve this credit card debt.
I can't understand what you're saying.
That comes off of it, Dustin.
I can't understand what you're saying.
You've got the thought at math. I know that you can see what we are spending on servicing credit card debt. Those tool purchases do not make sense. Having that camera equipment does not make sense. These are not logical, mathematical decisions. They have been selfish and destructive. And if you would deal with the actual math, if you would actually admit what you've actually done with the money that has not been lost.
I just explained everything that we did with the money. It is math.
About yourself as a man. You would not have to go to Julie, who doesn't know, to feel good about yourself and imagine
I'm imagining anything. I'm telling you math.
You're imagining that the $400,000 in real estate equity is because of you, and it's not.
Any work that you've done on any of our properties, I don't think anybody could. And it's not worth our good thing for forever that the real estate equity is always because of you. I will not hate you for that, but I don't think that it's mathematically true. I don't know what would be a problem
if it didn't mean that you now have to go to Julie in order for you to feel like a real man who's successful at business and has this amazing portfolio because you worked so hard to build a company. Like, if that's what you need to believe about yourself, then you have to go to people who don't know. It does have to do with Julie. It does have to do with Julie because... Yes, it does.
I do not talk to Julie anymore. Julie's got nothing to do with any of this.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about whether you talk to her. I'm talking about what does it take for you to be able to be affirmed as a man. You need to believe that you're a successful businessman who has built this $400,000 portfolio through your hard work and ingenuity and understanding of finance.
You're talking about public records and mathematical formulas. So
I know, but I know how it actually happened.
So
I know the reason that you were able to purchase South 18th at $100,000 when it was worth more than that.
When it was worth 110, this is all math, Aaron. This is not.
I know where you got the down payment, but you couldn't have done it, Dustin. You didn't have any money.
That's because that's math that's easily provable, and nobody's debating that with you.
I'm saying you couldn't have made those purchases. You wouldn't have found... You couldn't have made the purchases
if I wasn't a stockbroker making the money that made it possible.
You weren't a stockbroker, Dustin. You were going to get a master's degree in finance.
Okay, and then 3 months later, I was a stockbroker.
No, that's not true. It was another 2 years. I was the one who was working at 20 years old. I was the one earning a full-time income to buy that first house.
That's great.
I know that.
What?
You know that. And it would be fine, like you said, it would be fine if you always think that we have a portfolio because of you and I always think we have a portfolio because of me. If it weren't for the fact that you actually need a woman to believe in you and you actually go to work where nobody knows the truth about what you've done in order to feel good about
yourself. They do know the truth about what I've done. The truth is the truth. We're talking about facts.
They don't. They don't know. You told me I'm not allowed to talk to them. You don't want me to tell them. You're going to people who you have intentionally shut off.
I'm not going to anybody, Aaron. I work in a neighborhood by myself.
You told me I'm not allowed to talk to Roger.
That would be extremely inappropriate and strange behavior if you were to do that.
But I'm saying you're going to American Classic Homes where people don't know the truth about you. And you're believing that what they think about you is the truth about you.
The truth is the truth there.
But I'm not allowed to talk to them because that would be extremely weird and inappropriate.
That's the problem with our marriage is that you can't talk to my employer and tell them what a terrible person I am.
No,
in your opinion.
That's not the problem with our marriage. The problem with our marriage is that you are selfish and you lie. And I can't help you if you're going to be dishonest. That's the problem in our marriage.
I'm not being dishonest.
The fact that I can't tell your employer the truth about you is just whatever, a consequence. That's a side effect of being someone who's dishonest and selfish. if you were honest and you were unselfish, then there wouldn't even be anything I could tell your employer that you wouldn't want them to know. My dad has never...
There's nothing that you can tell my employer that I don't want them to know. I don't want my wife calling my employer and acting like...
That's not true. That's not true, Justin. It's not true.
Yes, it is.
It is not true. You specifically told me that you didn't know... You specifically told me that you didn't want them to know the truth. You specifically told me that. You're lying to me right now.
I told you that I don't want you to call my employer and tell them about how you hate me over whatever.
Nope, you're lying. You just told me that there's nothing you've ever done that you don't want them to know, and that's not true. That's not true.
What do I not want them to know?
You said that you didn't want Roger to know that you had an affair with Julie. You told me that way back in November.
Well, that's his niece, and that's her private information.
It's not private information, Dustin. There's nothing private about that. It is not private. No, it is not private. That is not private information. Doing something.
Well, if she wants to tell him that, she can.
That's
good.
But that is not private information.
Yes,
having an affair is never private information. No.
Yes,
the fact that you're doing something shameful behind closed doors does not make it private information.
I don't think that Roger would think that that was shameful.
If he's a trashy person, he's a trashy person. But I have zero clue why you decided in November that you needed Roger to not know about it. At the time, you seemed to think that Roger would think it was pretty shameful. I have no idea. I've never met the guy.
No, it's private information that I'm not going to share with him it's
not
mine to share.
It is not private information. It is not. It is yours to share because you were the one who was doing it.
No,
it is mine to share because I was the one who... Yes, it is not... There's nothing private about Julie cheating on her husband and you cheating on your wife. There's nothing private about that. There never was. You are delusional if you think that you can do something that sinful and shameful and you have some right to secrecy about it. You don't. Private is what happens behind closed doors with your wife. That's what's private, because that's actually sacred.
You don't have a right to call somebody's coworkers and tell them that they cheated, in your opinion, which none of them would think that was cheating.
That's not true.
Yes.
You're making up some right to your sin being a secret. You don't have that. That's not real. You're making this up in your head completely that you have a right to secrecy about your sin and shame. I'm telling you, my father...
That has nothing to do with me.
My father never did anything at work, at home, in the community, in the bedroom... Nothing. My dad never did anything that my mom could have called his principal and said, and my dad would have been ashamed.
I do not believe that's correct, but
I'm telling you.
I know you're telling me, and I'm telling you. I don't think that's correct.
I'm telling you.
I know that you're telling me that is not correct.
I don't know what to tell you, Dustin. It's true. It's just true.
No, it's not.
What did he do that he would have been ashamed for his principal to know?
I'm not going to tell you. That's his private information.
What? Are you saying my dad did something terrible that I don't know about and you do know about?
No, I'm not saying that.
Then what are you talking about? That didn't even make sense.
Your assertion is false.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm telling you the truth. People actually live their lives in a way that they don't think that their sin needs to be kept a secret from their employer or their wife or anybody. when you're not living deceitfully, then when you make mistakes, other people can know about them. And it's not shameful, because other people can relate to those things, because everybody makes mistakes. Everybody gets upset sometimes. Everybody's unkind sometimes. Everybody blows some money sometimes. Like, those are normal things. But this place that you're in of thinking that something is private information, because it would be too weird to call somebody, and like, the only thing that makes it weird for me to call
are you aware of your scenario ever taking place in real life ever? Somebody's wife calling their employer to tell them all their
yes.
sins of their...
I'm saying that wrong.
Yes or no? I didn't understand what you said.
You're trying to pretend that everybody cheats on their wife, and that's not true. If you're
no,
not cheating
not
on your wife, then there's
on
nothing.
Their wife. I'm saying,
so
are you aware of any other scenario where somebody's spouse has called their employer to unearth their view of their entire life sins or something?
No, I didn't say unearth your entire life. The context was, in November, I knew that you were delusional because I knew for 100% certainty that I was telling you at every opportunity I had that you were allowed to have custody of your children as much as you wanted, anytime you wanted. And you told me that your people at work would disagree. And I thought that was really strange that you would take people who had no knowledge of the situation, hadn't seen any of our family wizard messages, had never met me in person, had never actually seen our children changing custody from my house to your house or your house to mine, and only knew what you had told them, and using that as some kind of validation that your analysis was accurate. I thought that was really weird that you're going to work and you're sitting around crying about losing custody of your children, and you're using the fact that people are empathizing with you and saying that's terrible, that she won't let you see your children, as proof that she wouldn't let you see your children. And I went, man, this guy has a mental health problem.
Aaron, you're denying basic facts about things that happened.
No, I'm not, Dustin.
Yes, you are. You're saying that you never told me that you put our kids in public school so that you could spend all your time divorcing me, even though you did say that.
I told you that it would be helpful if the people that you're going to and telling all this what actually is private information, because it's within the marriage covenant and the sacred bond between a husband and a wife, that you were going and you were sharing with Roger Hansen without my permission. This actual private information that you were divulging outside of our marriage. And
it's private, then why are you now claiming some right to...
I'm telling you that I offered at that time to help you. I wanted to help you understand reality because I recognized that you were struggling with reality because you...
It doesn't help me when you don't remember the actual events that happened. It doesn't help
because
me.
You were sent,
you're just mischaracterizing
you,
what happened.
I'm not characterizing. I have first-hand documents. I have the actual documents from that
You're
time.
Claiming that you never said things that you said.
The reason that I offered to go to Roger was because you were the one who was choosing to divulge personal information to him, and because his empathy was allowing you to feel like your delusions were being affirmed. So don't accuse me of threatening to go and trash you to your employer. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about...
All right, you can call my employer. You do whatever you need to do.
That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm not threatening to call Roger. I'm not saying it's going to make our marriage better if Roger knows. I'm saying that you are well aware that you are ashamed of your behaviors, and you are well aware that you want people at work to see you in a way that is completely different than who you really are. And you evidently think that that is normal, that everybody goes home and lies and cheats and deceives and hurts and then goes to work with an expectation that everybody at work is not allowed to know the truth.
I just told you to call them if that's too
But your mistake. That's not going to help, Dustin. That's not going to help. That's not the problem.
It's not going to help because nobody's going to think that
it doesn't matter what they
create value in our real estate portfolio. Nobody's going to think that. Mathematically, impossible.
Justin, I was not saying that I need to convince them that you didn't create value. I was saying that you are well aware that you went to American Classic Homes to create an alternative identity. And you are well aware that you don't want them to know the truth about you. And you are well aware that when you go there, you feel a way about yourself that is different than the way you feel about yourself when you're with people from your church. When you're at American Classic
Homes.
That's
because everybody from our church is listening to this.
No. They've seen
you. Yes. And if you talk to them about the math, they would have to understand that math is math.
Justin, I'm not talking about the math. I'm saying 100%, just in general, around the board, you are well aware that you want people to see you in a certain way. And when you think about how I see you, you don't feel good about yourself. And when you think about how people from our church see you, you don't feel good about yourself. But when you think about how people at American Classic Homes see you, you feel good about yourself.
Okay.
You love the fact that all of the subs
have respect. Everybody sees me differently than you see me. That's why I say you don't like me. You don't like anything about me.
No, it's just that I know the truth, Dustin. And if anybody that they would feel the same way.
You know the truth. You see the truth differently than me, and you don't like the truth. You don't like me.
No, I'm saying that Julie would hate your guts. That's what I'm saying. Julie wouldn't like you in the first place. She just liked the. I swear, Dustin, she would not like you at all. Like the only reason that you had that thing going
doesn't matter. You don't have a relationship with Julie.
I'm not saying that you have a relationship with her. I'm saying the problem is that I know the real you. And somehow you think that because I know the real you, it's going to be helpful to go and get your self-confidence from people who don't know the truth. But you, in your mind, you're going to imagine that these subs know the real you because they see how smart you are, and they see how helpful you are, and they see how professional you are. They see how personable you are. They see how kind you are. And so you get to think that that's all that there is to Dustin. He's just smart and helpful and kind and great.
Okay. That's because I am smart and helpful and kind. And it's not that bad.
I know, but you're escaping your sin. You're escaping dealing with your actual sin. And that's what Julie
My
wants.
Actual sin, according to you, is that I'm lying when I tell you something and it doesn't mimic the exact thought process that you think I should have.
No, it's because you're a liar. It's because you lie. I'm not asking you to mimic my thought process. And so if you want to text me, I'm sorry that I didn't say the words that you wanted, or I'm sorry that I didn't say I want people to think I'm autistic. Then the whole problem in our marriage is that you have a wife who is so freaking psychotic that she goes crazy if you don't mimic the exact words that she expects you to say. Like, if that's the problem in your marriage, then you have no intention of changing. You have no intention of looking at yourself. You have no intention of owning what you're doing. You don't want change at all. And if you don't want change at all, then I can't want you at all. Because what you've been doing is sinful and toxic and harmful to your children. That's the reason that you're not living with me. It's harmful to your children. You cannot live with me if you're not going to change. You cannot change if you're not going to admit that you have a problem with honesty. And you're not going to deal with your dishonesty until you recognize that there's a root of a problem with your self-concept. You're not dealing with your failure as a businessman. Instead of actually dealing with the shame of being a failure as a businessman, you're deciding to go outside of the realm of people who are in your actual life, who actually know you and were actually with you and actually supporting you while you were failing at business and while you were out investing all of your time unwisely and while you were listing houses for way above market value where they wouldn't sell no matter what. All the people who are actually part of your life, you're avoiding and degrading and disregarding and going outside of that to people who did not know you at the time so that you can get a fresh start and in your mind pretend that it never happened. And in your mind,
I'm not looking for a fresh start.
Only
everything
that
happened,
people know that you are true about
it. It's all public record. There's no...
It's not. It's
no
not
denying
all public record. It's not all public record.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's
it
not.
Is.
There's a lot of stuff that you did that was off of public record. A lot. A lot. Fortunately, I have a private record.
You can't what?
I said, fortunately, I have the private records.
Great. Well, I'm not trying to lie to you. I'm not trying to deceive you. You want me to think
that you got that sticker because of something outside of yourself, because you like other people who are autistic.
You already knew that I thought I was autistic.
That doesn't excuse you lying about it. That doesn't excuse
you
lying
about it.
Yeah,
you're
sitting there thinking,
the
okay, it's okay. The reason I got the sticker is because I self-identify as autistic. But I know that my wife doesn't want to hear that. Yeah, I've talked to my wife about that before, and I don't enjoy having that conversation because she denies it about me. So I don't even want to go there. So instead, I'm just going to say, well, I like the sticker. The fact
obvious.
That you knew that I already knew
obvious.
Is no excuse for lying in that moment. Then why did
it's
you
not
even
a
lie?
Lie? You already
if
knew
it,
that I was
if a, if
that
if
I thought
if
I was
the,
autistic.
If the true answer was obvious, then why was it necessary for you to give a different answer?
I gave you the
if the true answer was obvious,
that I got the sticker, which was the question that you asked me.
And the reason you got the sticker was?
I like it.
That's not what you said.
I like it because I like autistic people and I wanted to support autism.
That's not what you said.
It's like the exact same thing, Aaron.
You said I support.
Because I don't remember the exact phrase I said before, but now I'm lying about what I said.
You said I support autism and I like autistic people.
Okay, and that's different than what I just said. How?
Okay, but the truth, what's the actual truth? The actual truth is that you wanted other people to have that in the back of their mind that, maybe Dustin's quirky or socially awkward because he has Asperger's.
So?
That's the actual truth. What's the actual reason that you decided that would help you to have that on your truck?
Help me to have it on my truck.
That's what you decided. You decided to take time out of your day to stop what you were doing, even though you had things that you could be doing for your children and your wife, to prioritize spending time and money looking for a decal to go on your truck to
that
let people
less
know.
Less than a minute.
That this is something that might explain your social awkwardness.
So what?
So you didn't need to lie to me.
I didn't what?
you didn't need to lie to me. But this is, like, this is all relative to you wooing Julie. So, it's
I wooed her by thinking that I'm autistic.
It's not helpful to our marriage for you to be dishonest about the things that you are needing for your self-respect and your self-concept that are leading you to have to go get them from other people. You want me to believe that you have Asperger's, Dustin? You would be happier with a wife.
I don't want you to believe that. It's either true
yes, you do.
Or
you would
not
be
true.
You would be happier with a wife who affirms that. You were happier with Julie because you think that maybe she thought that. We can't work through any of these deeper needs that you have if you're going to be in denial about them.
I don't need you to think that I'm autistic.
Well, not specifically. But that, along with 1,000 other things I think about you, leads you to need to seek validation from another woman. And if we're talking about 1,000 things, and you can't even be honest about one of them, then how are you ever going to have your needs met within your marriage?
You don't think that I'm autistic anyway. Like,
that's no excuse for lying to me yesterday. The fact that you were scared of what my reaction would be is no excuse for telling a lie.
Honey, I'm not scared of what your reaction is going to be. I already know what your reaction is. You don't think that
then
I'm autistic.
Then there's no reason to avoid it. Then there was no reason to avoid it.
How am I avoiding it? I have a sticker on my car.
You went out of your way to lie about the reason you put the sticker on your car. You lie all the time, and you think it's okay. It's like some of your excuses are so ridiculous that you thought it was okay to lie because the truth was so obvious that it didn't need to be said. That's ridiculous. That's not a good reason to lie.
That's not a lie, Aaron.
It is a lie. It is a lie. It's a lie. If you were actually worried that it was obvious to me that you wanted people to think you have Asperger's, then there's no reason to say that it's because you support autism and you like autistic people.
I do.
But that's not the reason you have to speak out.
Yes, it is.
You didn't get a decal to support pancreatic cancer. But I know you like people with pancreatic cancer. That's not the reason you got the decal. You knew it when you told me that, and I knew it when you told me that. And very soon after, you knew that I knew the truth.
You already knew the truth from the beginning. You knew the truth when I got the sticker. Like,
no, I didn't.
Why did you think I got this? Aaron.
I didn't. I didn't. Just like I don't know why you like fishing.
It's fun.
Just like that. But you're scared of fish.
What? Fish when I was little, and now I'm an adult.
You've been scared of fish.
I can't understand what you're saying.
marriage, our whole marriage. You've been scared of fish. Our whole marriage, you've been scared of fish. You've never, never, ever been okay being around fish.
And I also used to not eat turkey, and I also used to not eat chicken.
I know, but don't tell me that I know why you got a decal on your truck. I don't know why. I don't know why. I know you do all of these things for jewelry, but I don't necessarily know why. Don't tell me I knew when you got the decal why you were doing it. It made no sense. Nothing that you did for her made any sense.
I didn't get the decal for Julie.
You're not being honest about it, Dustin. You're not being honest. You're not being honest. You're just not honest. You're not honest about why you like fishing. Like, you're not honest about why you eat chicken. And none of these things are honest. We can't have a relationship like this.
I like to share with you.
No, you don't. You don't feel safe here.
Well, I did. I mean, it's terrifying now. Everything I say,
exactly.
You're accused of being dishonest.
Well, when you're dishonest.
Everything I say, Aaron, you think I'm being dishonest. I could tell you the truth. Can you say that I'm missing something or...
You're lying to me about myself. You're telling me that I'm just a person who says that things are lies. That's not okay. That's not okay for you to ask me to believe that about myself. Honest to goodness,
well,
I think that you just want people to believe whatever you say.
If they ask me a question and I give them the answer, I would like them to believe what I'm saying. Yes.
I know, but to you, it's true. You think the fact that you're saying it makes it true, and you think the fact that they're believing
it. No, the fact that it's true makes it true. If you ask me a question and I give you the truthful answer, then it's true. If you ask me another question and I give you a truthful answer, that's true.
Yeah, but that's not how you actually operate in real life. You actually operate in real life by expecting people to believe what you say and then deciding that if they buy it, that makes it true. That's how you're actually operating. You knew when you
decided is something's true.
You decided
true
that you wanted to cheat on. You knew when you decided to cheat on me that you were cheating on me. And if I read all your texts,
what did you say about cheating on me? I missed it.
When you decided to do it, you knew that you were doing it. And if I had read all of your texts in which you were definitely cheating on me, and you had come to me and you had said, well, those are completely innocent, and I had said, oh, okay, good, I'm glad. And you had said, I don't even have a relationship with her, I don't know what you're talking about, and I said, oh, okay, good, I'm glad, and we've just gone on with our lives, you would still today be operating under this delusion that you didn't have a relationship with her and that you didn't cheat on your wife. Like, it's only the fact that people held you accountable for the truth that you were willing to change your brain's version of what you wanted to pretend the truth was.
I agree with that.
You, huh?
But I agree with that.
and you're doing the same thing with this, why my wife wouldn't let me have my kids thing. Like, you're operating under this idea that she wouldn't let you have your kids. And you're continuing to operate under that. All evidence to the contrary. And you think that if your wife would just admit that she wasn't letting you have your kids, then we could just go on with our lives, and for the rest of our lives, that would suddenly be the truth. Because that's what you believe happened, and that's what your wife now agrees happened, and so now that's what happened.
Like, I don't think it matters, Aaron.
You think that if you say it, and you can get another person to believe it,
that's what I think.
That defines truth. But the truth is not on the basis of what you say and another person believes.
The truth is the truth, right?
Right. So if I started agreeing with you, oh, yeah, now I remember. You're right. I wouldn't even let you have your kids for a week at a time. But that would suddenly rewrite history and make that how it actually occurred.
No, that doesn't rewrite history. Nothing rewrites history.
Yeah, but you would believe that that's actually what happened.
I already believe that that's what happened.
That would be a rewrite of history.
Nothing rewrites history.
Yeah, rewrite history. Absolutely. People rewrite history all the time. History is like the narrative, the account that is handed down in writing or orally of past events. The things that you can no longer see with your own eyes because they're not currently happening.
That doesn't change what actually happened.
Yeah, but we have an oral history, right? You're talking about an oral history. And you want the oral history, our agreed story of what occurred in the past, to be that your wife somehow prevented you, with through voodoo or some other mystical means, from being able to line up before and after care and pick your kids up from school and take them to stay at the McDonald's.
I never said that you prevented me from lining up before and after care.
And taking the kids for a week. If it wasn't preventing you from picking the kids up and taking them to the McDonald's house, and if it wasn't preventing you from lining up the before and after care, then I have no freaking idea what means I went about that prevented you from having your kids.
Every time I asked you if that would be okay, you either ignored me or said you wanted to do a standard plan that was every other weekend.
The only time you asked was within the context of me having before and after care. That was the only time you asked that. You'd say things like, "I would like
I
to talk
that one
about
time
it.
Because I thought you would like it."
But that was the only time that you made a direct question. If your next direct question was, no, I don't like you having primary custody as per the, primary time sharing that you referenced, I'm actually going to pick the kids up this Friday after school, and I'm going to keep them until the following Friday, 5 o'clock. Then I wouldn't have taken any steps to prevent that. It has nothing to do with me. They're your children. You may have them anytime you want, 24/7, day or night, no restrictions. Your children, your right, your responsibility. I think that you just were not able to wrap your head around the concept of actually being responsible for them 24/7 when they're with you. I think that you actually feel entitled to having somebody else work out all the logistics for you, because that's how it's always
done. I
asked
you to work out the logistics.
I have no freaking idea why you didn't need permission to do that, Dustin. I have no freaking idea why you didn't.
I love you, and I was trying to be deferential to you and get you on board for what the plan would be.
Well, that's not me preventing you. When you make a decision to be deferential, if you're deciding that you want to be deferential, that's not me preventing you. That's insane for you to say that I decided to defer to what she wanted therefore she was preventing me, and so I get to sit around and cry to everybody about how my kids got taken away. Your kids didn't get taken away, you gave them away.
Well, that's how you do it.
That's not how I view it, that's how it works. You of your,
okay.
If you of your own free will and your own accord decided that you wanted
kids from my wife that didn't want me to have them. I was wanting us to agree that we could share our kids 50-50 and make an agreement about it. I wasn't trying to take them out of school by overriding you.
That makes no sense, Dustin. You're not making sense.
And then
that doesn't make sense.
What I'm meaning is you would not agree to me having the kids 50-50.
You mean that
I didn't have a legal right to go pick my kids up from school.
You mean that
I
had a
decision to do that.
Okay, but that's like literally 100% your decision. It wasn't half your decision and half my decision. It was 100%.
Okay, everybody that I told
your decision,
and let me have kids told me, well, you know you have the legal right to go and take them whenever you want. I said, yes.
Exactly.
I know that.
Exactly.
I mean that she won't agree to me having them.
That's not true.
Yes, it was true. You
mean I had a more realistic view of what was in their best interest because I'm their mother who has actually spent every day with them of their entire life. That's what you meant.
But
that's not the same as me not letting you have them. You're trying to make it like I was saying, no, don't take them, or no, you can't do that, or no, I'm not doing that, or if you try to take them, I'm filing an injunction, I'm going to have an emergency hearing because this is not okay. Like, that's what women do who are preventing their husband from having their children 50-50. And so you might have gotten people believing that I was ready. You might have had
thought that you were filing an injunction against me.
A lot of women do that, though. If it was a situation where I was ready to fight you in that
people might have thought that
was going to happen if you checked your kids out of school without my
permission. Well, I don't know what people think.
But you know what you were presenting. You were presenting yourself as a victim. But it was 100% your decision. 0% my decision.
Okay. I was afraid 100% when I would have to have the kids 50% and you would ignore me or...
Because you weren't given a time and date.
All you had to do was
give a time and date. Friday, November 14th, 5 o'clock.
I could never give a time and date because you would never agree that I could have them.
That's not the order of operations, Dustin. I can't say yes or no if there's not a time and date. No, it's not.
I told you
a
time and date. 50%, we swapped weeks.
50% is not a time and it's not a date. You wanted me to come up with the schedule and you know it.
Well, weeks are in weekly format, so at the end of a week, then one of us would get the kids.
Yeah, so all you have to do is
schedule I propose.
All you had to do was pick a week, but instead you wanted to say 50-50 and have me come up with a schedule, and you know it. But the fact that you're not willing to take any initiative, the fact that you're not willing
to
work out any
logistics.
There's no schedule
to come up with if it's 50-50. You just do it.
Somebody has to be first. Somebody has to be first, right?
Well, the first person was obviously you since you had them the entire time.
It was on you to do the first pickup, right? You were the one who needed to get the kids. I was the one who was taking care of them.
I would have loved that.
Then you should have done it. You should have freaking done it.
I asked over and over and over.
No, zero times, Dustin, did you tell me when you wanted the kids, and I said no. The only time was when you demanded the day before that I was unilaterally, deceitfully, capriciously, arbitrarily giving myself 2 weekends in a row, and it was too late because I already had symphony tickets. But other than that, I never said no, and I absolutely never ignored a request that you made for time, ever, ever, ever. Don't you ever, ever imply that you made a request for time and I ignored your request, ever.
it's this type of stuff that I'm hopeful a psychologist can help us work through.
No, this is not a communication problem, Dustin.
Seems like a significant
It's not. If you're wanting to sit down and just get somebody to get me to go, oh, I see, yes. He was being so wonderful to me when he was slandering me, and I just am so insecure, sorry, I just took it the wrong way. Like, that is never going to happen. You've got to admit that you've been abusive towards me. You've got to admit that you're
a
little bit delusional.
That would be great. I'm not saying that they have to tell you that you're wrong.
Do it. Everybody who has seen it with their own eyes has said the same thing. You don't need a professional to say, stop lying.
Yes, we do.
You don't need a professional to
say
go back and reread the messages.
They can't articulate any sort of problem whatsoever. They just agree with you because you're you. You're the girl, and I...
No.
Happy for you to have that support, but...
We have firsthand. Have you read the messages yet?
The what?
Have you gone back and reread all of our Family Wizard messages?
No.
I asked you to do that 2 weeks ago, so now it's willful delusion. You only expose yourself to things that confirm your fantasies, and you choose not to expose yourself to things that are going to go against what you want to believe about yourself.
That's not true, Erica.
Yeah, it is, Dustin.
Happy to read our Family Wizard messages, and I was
more than
happy to do that with a psychologist, Brendan.
Then why didn't you do it?
Because I was finishing our taxes, I was doing other projects, but you didn't. Don't really like being in My Family Wizard ever.
If you're going to say that people support me because I'm a woman, we don't
have... They support you because you're a woman.
You did. You said people are going to believe your version of events and feel for you because you're a woman, and I'm glad that you have that support and everything, but
I'm a
psychologist to give you the truth. Like, I'm not going to be married to you. If that's how you're going to be. If you're going to devalue and degrade everybody who sees the truth. If your plan is already that you're going to say that Matt Boer doesn't count because I talked to him before you talked to him, then why are you even planning to do that? If that's your actual strategy.
I can't.
Because you told every single
that
time that Boer comes up, you say the same thing. Exactly. So I have no idea why you're planning to go to sessions with him.
Because
I have
you
no
asked
idea
me to do that because you feel safer and I care about you.
Yeah, but if the whole problem is that every single person who has seen the truth tells you the same thing, and you take the same thing that every
the same thing better includes some details about actual problems and not, oh, you're so abusive and not
no,
able to characterize anything that's
never
abusive
told,
about it.
I have never told anybody that, ever. Ever. I have never told anybody that. Ever.
I don't know what you're saying.
I have never told anybody my husband is so abusive. That has not happened.
I'm gonna have to go here.
If you think that I've told somebody that you're abusive, you are delusional. We're talking about exact actions that are documented. We're talking about phone conversations that I have a recording of.
Well, great. Then that's not
that's
a problem.
All I share with that's all I share with people, is things that have actually occurred. And
you share phone calls with people?
Most of them I have eyewitnesses for.
Well, the eyewitnesses are a problem because the debate, the facts are not documentable. And the phone calls aren't a problem because the facts are documentable. So those would be great to talk with an actual psychologist. And I'm happy for it to be Matt Bohr.
Okay. But you understand that there's literally no body that you've ever talked to that had access to any data besides your perceptions, right?
No.
So nobody was trying to get to the bottom of what really happened in our marriage. But I'm saying no psychologists have been trying to figure out if you're delusional or not. That hasn't been something that anybody's tried to do or had an interest in doing.
Okay. Asked all of my psychologists to figure that out.
They didn't have any interest in comparing your perceptions to reality. They just wanted to work with you within the framework of your perceptions.
I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to go. My boss is out here, and there's a VP, and I don't want to deceive you. I don't want to deceive myself.
That's not true.
I care about you.
Yeah, but if your intention is to say every professional I've spoken to has warned me not to go to my wife. Individual, and as soon as Matt says something that I disagree with, I'm going to say it's because he's her individual. Then you need to not do it, because that's not.
No, we need
to
do it.
You have to go through that again, and for every single time somebody tells you the truth because they have access to firsthand data, you're going to devalue and discard them as being too biased. That's harmful to me. That's traumatic for me. Like, you need to not even do it if that's your intention. I've done everything that I can to try to access people that you will listen to, and I've been completely unsuccessful at every turn.
Well, I'm sorry about that, truly. No, I'm happy to work with Matt, and I'm happy for our work to be based on facts.
I'm not happy about your pre-planning to claim ahead of time that he's too biased, because that really scares me about what you're going to do. Because Aaron Bell was never biased. Kevin Law was never biased. Like, you're talking about completely unbiased.
Opinion's not worth anything.
But he's your friend. I'm just saying, it's not until after they tell you...
He's not really that great a friend, honestly.
It's not until after they tell you the truth that all of a sudden they're biased. And so if your plan is, ooh, Matt, but boy, this is a great one, because as soon as he sides with my wife, I get to say he's biased, and I have a really good just cause for claiming that about him, because I've got all these professionals who would say that it was unethical for him.
If our work with facts be based on facts, like documentable facts, then I'm
everything
totally cool
is,
with it. He can refer to that.
Nobody has ever referenced anything that wasn't fact. Everybody has been dealing with fact. Aaron Bell was dealing with facts.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Ask him to articulate his opinion based on facts, and he's unable to do it.
He did. No, he did it over and over and over and over and over.
No, he refused to do it over and over.
That's not true. He did it over and over and over. He did it many times. I heard him at least 100 times reference actual facts.
Aaron, I'm happy to go to Matt Moore.
I know, I'm just saying it's traumatic for me. It's traumatic for me when you take somebody who's telling you the truth and you devalue them and claim that they're not based on facts. That is not okay, and I don't want to go through that, not even with Matt. I don't want to go through you discarding him just because you want to say he's biased.
Okay, well, I won't do that.
All right, bye.